Hey everybody, it's good to see you all again. This segment is just to kind of let you guys know what is going on in this episode. So in this episode, there is a situation towards the end or anywhere in this episode, there is a blank. That means there's no sound coming in the episode, and you might think that is your fault. That is my fault. You can blame me, say it was my fault because that is editing problem, and that's because of recording and the recording platform that I use. If that happens to be in the episode, if that's in it, what you need to do is to just disregard it. Don't worry about it. Consider it like an ad break. Consider it like a break. Consider it like we're taking a 5 minute break. Consider it like that. So no freaking out. No need to worry. Make sure you guys enjoy the episode. Enjoy what's in it. And y'all have a good one and enjoy this one. Really enjoy it and have fun. And please disregard the blanks in there, consider them breaks. Hope you guys enjoy this episode and thank you guys for understanding and for your cooperation. There we go. Hi, everybody. Good to see you. This is my dear friend Hanley. If you guys out there know, he also have a podcast like me on the line. I'm so excited to do this. He was also it actually we rescheduled three times before this. It was three, four times. Anyway, I'm glad to have you on. Welcome.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate the platform.
Yes, of course, and same to you. Firstly, I love your podcast. It's amazing. You've come up in conversation multiple occasions, so you're everywhere like me. I've heard you in conversation multiple times, so I love what you're doing.
Well, that's good to know that I'm coming up in conversations.
Oh yeah, definitely. And I love what you're doing with it. You're being positive in your show, and I do appreciate that there's lots more shows out there that's doing so.
Yeah, I try. I'm trying to like the brand's a positive brand. I try. That's what I try to keep as much negativity away from me. But I mean, it's still like lingering around.
Oh yeah, definitely. I completely understand. I mean, we're both on the same page, so I definitely get it. I definitely get it.
Yep, but I mean, haters gonna hate.
Yeah, I mean, and what you have texted me over the last couple of weeks about what's going on with you,
Oh, God.
the way I feel about it, it's like I understand. All that stuff that you would text me about, guess what has also happened to me in my last 2 years of podcasting and my whole life. I've dealt with all the like for example, and y'all gonna laugh, you sent me a screenshot weeks ago from a guy that charged you to have him to have on your show, and
Yeah.
that was, first of all, that was depressing. I say it was stupid, firstly. Like, why would you charge
He,
anyone?
I don't think he liked my response to him at all.
I don't think so. But you said in a positive way. Like, you said I appreciate the hustle, and he must have hated you deep down. He was
And
he
then he
probably
got mad, and then he got mad still. So I was like, "All right, well, I don't know what you're so tight about."
Yeah, so definitely. Which actually brings me to this, and you might have the same answer as you did before, but in podcasting, what is your biggest challenge when it comes to your show?
I've only been doing it like less than a year. It's gonna be a year March 1st. So, I guess like when it comes to like the bigger artists and stuff, like they tend to come on more with like a promote their project type of thing, which is fine, but they forget that the premise is based on like the arts and like mental health and illness. So like sometimes they forget that part. So when we get to that part, they're like all thrown off and they're confused and they're like, "Can we change the subject?" And I'm like, "Well, Man, I sent you a detailed email, but I mean, stuff happens. I guess like getting making I'm trying to make it clear that yes, I love music, hip hop, the arts and stuff, but my main focus around the podcast is the mental health and mental illness part.
Yes, of course, and that's what I extremely love is that you focus on mental health and you sense the show really around mental health. I mean, hey, don't get me wrong, at first you fuck the people that, did that because, that's stupid, first of all. Like, you should read your emails more. And that's advice to anybody that is really alive to make sure you read your emails so you don't get thrown off because I have so many stories for you, and I've been doing it for over a year, for almost 2 years, and I have tons of stories where emails and messages have thrown off people. I don't know if you do, but mine has been hilarious.
That's I've had a luck like a lot of luck by doing a lot of my networking with just Instagram and not like having to email all the time, but there's the few that need the email so they have it like to book in their calendar or whatever, which is fair. But for the most part, a lot of my networking came through Instagram, which I'm glad because it was easier to like connect with the person that way. It wasn't like all this professional jibber jabber and back and forth when I know that's not how we're going to talk on the show. So
Absolutely, absolutely. No, jeez. Anyway, where's my head at? Oh yeah. Now, I completely understand that part. I completely understand that part. I use Instagram for God for a lot of messages. And actually, I use that Discord and email. And I've had what you have times 10. And sometimes I even use Facebook, but that's very small. I use Facebook.
It's not all over Facebook, actually.
Really?
Yeah, a couple.
Oh. I'm not surprised. You got a nice Facebook, so who wouldn't?
It's all right. I can't stand Facebook right now because there's this big protest going on in Canada, and that's all they're talking about. I'm like, oh, just shut up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're like the truckers are like having a big uproar over like vaccine mandates, of course, over mandates, but I mean,
Am I not
I
surprised?
don't know. Yeah, they're just it like it turned into like obviously it ended up not being like about like their free will and freedom. If it turned a lot of it turned like racist and just like just stupid, ignorant shit, it, like most protests bring out, but yeah.
I mean, I see both
I
sides.
don't. Yeah, I see it. I don't get into it. I don't. It's like they say, don't talk about like religion or politics when you're drinking. Like now, that's like not that you can include COVID in that conversation with me now. Like I'm not gonna talk about it. So like anything that revolving around it, I'm just like, don't care. Just don't want to talk about it. Like, hope no one gets sick. Hope nobody passes away from it, but don't want to talk about it.
Exactly. And hey, I don't blame you. If I was where you are, like, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, it's just energy, like extra, just it's so like depressing, like negative that like I don't want to be around it, so.
And you deserve not to be around it. You've dealt with a lot, these past few weeks. I mean, I've been chatting with you, and you've told me what's going on, and I feel you. So you don't deserve to have all that going on. You don't deserve it.
I mean, regardless if there's situations like that going on or not, I have like mental illness diagnosis myself, so like bipolar, it doesn't like really help with my mood. So like either way, if I have something bad going on or if I don't, like either way, most days I feel like shit. So, but I mean, I try.
Well, I appreciate you trying. I really do. But on the plus...
Well, anytime I can connect with new people.
And that's really good. That's really good. I love that you love to network with people and connect with them. That's what makes you such an awesome friend.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it.
Yeah, anytime. Besides, you got a lot of excitement. Which, first of all, and you've texted me three times. Just text me three times. Three times that you've said this, but you actually earned an award. You were nominated in the Oak... I can't pronounce the name.
Ottawa.
I can't pronounce it. Anyway, you were nominated in awards. Congrats.
Yeah, I didn't win it, though, unfortunately. Congrats to the guys who did the interview dudes. They have a great show, but the nomination was a win for me in itself, so, you know.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it's all good. You win some, you lose some. I mean, it was... I'd only been doing it for, like, 10 months at the time of the nomination, so I was like, well, that's kind of cool.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's even newer than I am.
I mean, there's a silver lining.
Yeah, definitely. And it's an honor for you to even be nominated. That's a huge one. Congrats.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's always next year. We'll see you next year.
Yeah. And you better send me the link, too. I want to put my show on there.
Try, but I think you have to be from the city. It's like, it's my city's awards show, so I think that's the,
That explains so much. That's why there was only a few nominees. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll just move to Canada.
Yeah. Well, there's free healthcare.
Ooh. And one of my friends are from...
It's about the... Yeah, it's about... I mean, we're like America's little sister. Like, I mean, like, we're not, like... I mean, people think, like, Canada looks like the, like, ideal place. Like, it's so friendly and stuff. But, like, there's a lot more, like, racism and shit here than people think.
Really?
Yeah, more so towards, like, the indigenous, like the and the people who, like, own the land, like, literally own the land, but, you know, like, well, I mean, it's a whole other conversation, but, like, there's a lot of indigenous racism here, and racism towards just minorities and people of color in general, too, but a lot the indigenous get it pretty bad.
Oh dear. Oh my. Oh, maybe I'll get better.
Yeah, that's why I like a lot of people are like, yeah, it's nice, it's all nice and happy there. It's really not. And it's too cold.
Yeah, I heard. I've interviewed a couple people from there and they've all said that it's around freezing.
Definitely, like, I know, like, Ottawa, because we're in, like, a valley, like, some days, like, with the wind chill, like, we're at the same temperature of, like, Moscow, and I'm like, oh my god.
Oh. Okay, that makes sense. That makes a ton of sense.
Very cold.
Oh my. You know what? I'm just gonna refund my airplane ticket. I'm just gonna go online, just refund it. Just refund it.
Just go somewhere warm and just make everybody jealous.
Yeah, I will. I mean, I'm going on vacation out in a few years, so maybe I can do that.
There you go. It's a thought.
Yeah. Definitely.
I always found it weird how people had a hard time, like, going on vacation. Like, they want to, but they just never do for some reason. And I'm like, what is hard about that decision?
Oh, I know why. Oh, please,
money, okay. Money, maybe. But that's all I can think about.
Oh, there's tons of reasons why people will not go on vacation. There's tons. There's safety reasons, of course not because of COVID. Definitely safety reasons, guidelines. Some countries require you to have vaccines and people don't want to take the vaccine. Also, some of them don't want to go on vacation because of the culture or because of just how the country is. So, God, there's tons of reasons why they will not go on vacation.
It always seems like the reasons are like have stuff like such like a negative sense behind it.
Exactly. And I don't blame them. If I go into a new country, I'm questioning everything.
Fair enough. As you should.
Yes, definitely. If you don't, then you're just kind of slow at this point.
Yeah. I guess that's true.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. And speaking about that, something that came across my mind, and this happened, you actually... I know you're not a rapper, but you do make music, right?
Well, I'm helping an artist out in my city right now. He's starting out, so I've been helping him with like small tips and some advice and stuff, because I was a hip-hop artist for a long time, so I told him I'd help him out, so I've been helping him out with that, and like he's taking and mixing and engineering in school right now, so he's getting that part done for himself, but I'm helping him with like the whole learning how to like write music and like write bars or like structure lyrics and things like that. But he's getting there. He has something coming out shortly and stuff.
Oh, so you're helping on songwriting.
Wow. I'm not helping him with songwriting though. He writes his own lyrics, but I'll give him like advice on like the structure if it's not working to like benefit his flow or anything or something.
Oh. That's really good. I'm glad you said a helpful friend.
Did it for a while. I figured I better help him prepare for the shit he's about to face when he gets in there, because it's not all sunshine and rainbows when you first start out. I figured he should know that.
Oh, I know. I have tons of stories around that one.
Yeah, people like to come into like making music and act like they're gonna make one song and it's gonna take them off in a whole new stratosphere, but they make that one song and instead of going all the way up, they go all the way down.
Exactly.
They put too much expectation in it and they're just breeding themselves for disappointment.
Oh, they do that for everything. Trust me, they've done that. In America, people do that in music, jobs, careers, and they do it in, like, everyday life. It's starting to become a culture thing now.
Yeah, I could see that.
No, please, it happens. Like, and it's weird. My friend was all hyped up because he applied to, I think it was, oh yeah, Best Buy. He was so hyped up, he kept messaging me, it's gonna be a great day, like, I cringe so much. It's gonna be a great day, just watch, I'm gonna get that job, I'm gonna get it, and then look what happened.
Unfortunate.
I mean, but I told him when he applied, I was like, you gotta get ready for disappointment. And he was like, oh, fuck that. I know I'm gonna get it. I was like, okay, just watch the tables turn. Just watch.
Sometimes it's best to leave, like, all, like, the bravado at the door when you do certain things like that, like applying for big jobs or, like, or even just a job you want in general. It doesn't even have to be, like a big, like, career job, just a job in general. But anything, like you said, it's kind of a culture thing.
Oh yes, definitely. And I wish people would stop doing that because it's stupid and it's a horrible aspect.
I never understood why people forget to weigh the cons when they're weighing pros. They're always just like weighing the pros out of everything and no con. I'm like, well, I'm pretty sure there's some cons to it.
Oh yeah. I mean, hey, that's America for you.
I think that's everywhere.
That's basically everywhere.
Yeah.
That's really everywhere, no cap. Okay.
Very true.
Hey, that's life for you.
Is. It's a fun way of having a life, but life isn't fun, very fun all the time.
It is, I agree. And speaking of agreeing, earlier you mentioned, and I think you said March is going to be your 1 year anniversary, right?
Yeah, the 1st of March.
Wow, congratulations, that's so big.
Yeah, I'm excited to see
Mean, wow.
season 3. It starts the week season 3 starts the week after of the 1 year anniversary, like the following Monday. So
Wow, that is so weird timing because my season 3 is coming later this year. Wow. Such crazy timing.
who could think?
What?
It's coincidence.
Yeah, definitely. But hey, congrats. How do you feel that you've been doing this show for, almost a year? How do you feel?
I mean, it's different than making music, that's for sure. I wasn't sure how I'd really go about doing the show at first because I didn't like have any background in like interviewing people or like doing like any type of like radio work, like because for podcasts, radio work was basically what the stuff is. So I didn't have any of that, and I don't know. I guess I came off not bad because I've been told I'm decent interviewer by a lot of people, which is nice to hear. But like, I never had any past like training in it, or I never even had the idea of doing it. I was just bored one day, and I was like, I'm gonna do a podcast because I'm tired of being locked inside because of COVID.
Oh my God. Guys, this has to be karma. Which is seven, just so you got bored because of COVID and you just, oh dear. Go. Sorry for that reaction. It's just that that's basically kind of actually that's absolutely how I started. It's almost like you pulled the words out of my mouth, even though I didn't tell you. It's like that kind of feeling where when somebody says something that you didn't say before in their life, and they just said it out of their mouth. Like, that's what you just said.
The universe talking.
It must have, because that's exactly how I did it. I could not go back to work, and I was bored, and I need something to do, and I started the show. Exactly what you said.
How's the reaction for your show been over the last 2 years or so? Or going on 2 years? Is it going on 2 years
Yes,
or
in
3 years?
August it'll be 2 years.
How's the reaction been to it?
It's been really amazing. Everybody loves it. I'm just kidding. Not everyone loves it, but you get it. It's been very good. People love it. They even said that's their to-go to podcasts for other musicians. That's like their to-go to, and they keep referring me musicians to ask and interview. I'm like, oh my God, like, is this happening?
Yeah, I started getting like people messaging me by up for through other people now too, and I'm like, really? Like they're just me talking to you, like either in a car or at my friend's house, like not the podcast, but like the car chat interviews on my Instagram.
Oh yeah, which by the way, I do need to schedule one of those. I would love to get one. I've done a lot of interviews in my own car, so I'm excited to see how that will turn out.
Yeah, it's definitely part of it. I mean, it's part of the reason why the name happened, but basically I made the name because it's like basically I talk to them usually about their music or stuff like you talk to with your friends in the car or something. So just like a simple interview, nothing like in depth like my podcast, but I mean, it still helps the artist that I speak to out a bit.
I love that. And I love that you make it so comfortable. I love on the line, first of all, and you do the interviews in your own car, which I love that, the interviews are, unique and they also are comfortable. That's amazing.
Yeah, definitely the car chat interviews are a little different than the podcast ones, because the podcast ones, like most of the time, I'm able to have the guests sit down with me because a lot of them are from my city or at least close by. And so I have sit down interviews. I use the studio that I'm helping the artist out with the music at to record my interview now. But for a while, I was just doing them because my equipment was portable, so I just bring like my equipment wherever I could. So like I was sitting at parks and doing them for a while, like.
So it's two different types of environments
Just.
you do. Like are the interviews in person or you do them virtually like I do?
It's on the podcast, like on the line with is the. Like the podcast itself, so that one it's a mix. It depends on if the person lives in the city or at least close enough that we can meet up at some point. If not, then I just talk to them over Skype or Zoom, and I just convert the video into audio and then do the editing from there.
Oh, brilliant. I've always wanted to do an in-person one. I gotta figure out a way to do it.
All you gotta do is figure out who's wants to do it. I'm sure if you both put your ideas together, you can figure out a good dope idea on how to do it.
Thanks for the advice. I'm gonna definitely look into it. I mean, the show is gonna be turning 2 years old, so I definitely want to do something big for.
You could also you sorry, you could also look for someone to sponsor the show. They could also. That usually helps, like with like getting production done. If they're gonna sponsor the show, usually they're gonna be part of helping like produce the show in some aspects. So if you can find a big enough, like a medium-sized business or something to sponsor you, you're willing to do that. I'd go try that route too.
I've been trying to get people to sponsor the show. I've asked hundreds of people and no response so far. So hopefully it happens.
I've gotten lucky, and like I'm not sure why I've gotten so lucky with people that like sponsor the show, but here we are.
You're so lucky. You have more followers than I did in the last 2 years. Like, you haven't been done it for a full year, you got more than I have.
Yeah, but see, I always tell everybody like those numbers and like the numbers on like the videos or the recorded on like the interviews and stuff. Like I don't, they don't like. Obviously, the higher, like it's gonna be nice to see and stuff, but like if the interview helps someone, then like not the, like that's the mission of the podcast, and that's all that's all I care about. If you want to listen, or it could be a million listens, just, you know what I mean? As long as it reaches the right people and helps someone out, then I mean.
Oh yeah, definitely. And I love that you do that. That's amazing. Props to that.
Yeah, and I think the followers, like, because on my Instagram, since I do so many, like, lives, like, Instagram lives and stuff, like, a lot of people's, like, a lot of the guests on my car chats, like, their friends or fans, family, whatever, that are on their Instagram can join in, and then they just end up following me by from watching that, like, here and there, like, So I gotta give a lot of like the followers I have from doing those lives.
Wow. I gotta start doing lives. I've never done a live before. I gotta get into doing that.
It's either that or they just like seeing me smoke weed on my podcast interviews, because that's like basically all I do while I'm interviewing them.
Well, that's actually a plus. Like, it's the lives plus they love watching people smoke and weed. Like, they love that.
I never understood why people love that. I'm like, I see so many people making like just videos of them smoking weed and like posting them and like tagging like 15 people. And I'm like, what is this?
It's fun. It's fun to watch people smoke. It's fun.
I mean, I guess if it's not legal where you're at, and I don't think it's legal in Texas, right? Oh
God, I don't know. I'm not very tactical in laws, but it's not, because people smoke in school. Like, I go to college, like they do it. So
yeah, I mean, no, of course. I mean, when it's illegal, like I feel like I smoked a lot more. Or when it was illegal in Canada than I do now, and it's legal here, like everywhere, anywhere you go. So.
Oh, I knew that from your face. I knew that, like, that was the first question that my friend told me. It's like, he looks like somebody who smokes weed, and I was like, yep, he does. It's confirmed now. Like, it's confirmed. You do.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
That means that I knew you before I met you. Oh, wait.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And I remember now. You said you were going to do a freestyle on the show. Now I remember.
Yeah, and I was in like more of a zone that day when we were talking, and then like I was ready to do it, and like I'm just like, and I have, like, don't get me wrong, I have verses, I just don't have them on this PC, I have them on a different one.
So
maybe I'll send you like a recorded verse, and you could just put it on your show somehow one day, and we'll call it even.
Not for that.
Alright. Compromise. See? If more people would compromise, the world would get so much easier.
I wish for that too. And, God, I don't know if this happened to you, but I hate when the guest does not compromise.
Like, compromise in what sense? Like, for, like,
well, compromise, and firstly, scheduling. They need to compromise with scheduling. Like, when I say that, you know, it's this time, you should like compromise and say, I can do this time too. Like, I hate that you would not compromise with the topics that we talk about, or compromise with, you know, the way the show flows. Like, I hate when they don't. It fucks me out.
Well, they should have like the decency and like common sense and respect to like understand it's your show, and like there's a way that you prefer it to go. So like, if they don't run the train, take them off it.
Exactly. Just say fuck you, bye. I lost interest.
Yeah. I mean, I've had that with a lot of people. They message me, they do like heart chats, and like, they're like, can you do it this day? And I'm like, no. And they're like, well, why not? I'm not going to answer that why not, because if I answer that why not, you're not going to end up with an interview. Yeah. Like,
I would just tell you why. You just need to understand why I cannot. And after a few reschedulings, I'm just kind of like, yeah, bye, bitch, like, bye. I lost interest. Like,
it's just like, at the end of the day, like, if someone's reaching out to you to, like, get on your platform, and, like, I just don't feel like they should be trying to like conduct how things are going here. Like, how are you going to dictate things? Exactly, you reach out to me.
And in reverse, if I reach out to you, it should be the same.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I mean, if they can't do the time that you have, then like, if they suggest something else, like, I'm sure like you would compromise, or at least try to accommodate it. But but like a lot of people just feel like it should go the way they think it should go, and a lot of people's perspectives are pretty dull.
Hey, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. It is very dull. And I should know. I've done it so many times. It's gotten to the point where it's gotten too dull for me.
It definitely does get very dull sometimes with the way people act, but I mean...
Hey, just like that guy that was gonna charge you. He's dull.
Yeah, that guy's very dull. I don't think he's dull, I think he's dumb.
Oh, that's right, he's dumb. And he must have been a crackhead. Actually, he is. I'm just gonna confirm right now.
Well, I hope he wasn't a crackhead, and if he was, I sincerely hope that he goes and gets rehab. But
even if he gets rehab, I'll still fuck him up. I still hate him.
I might just take this little clip of the interview when it's out and just send it to him.
And be like, hey, look
this. No, now I'm just making enemies.
Isn't everyone?
Yeah, I do it by accident. I don't even mean to do it. No. They come for me.
It's good to have enemies. Enemies are just people that are jealous of you.
Yeah, they also just stress me out too much.
I'm relaxing with enemies. Like, for me, I have so many people that hate me. I just kind of let them go through me because they're just jealous. So I'm just kind of like, whatever. Like, I'm just kind of, thank you. I think it's compliments too. Sometimes when they say rude things, I'm like, thank you for the compliment. I appreciate you.
Yeah, I've had a few people say shit about me where I'm like, hey, you know what? You're actually kind of right about that part. So, like, props to that. Like,
I mean, yeah, me too. Like, and sometimes it's refreshing to hear somebody that hates you. It means that they're jealous of you. It means that, you know, you have somebody that would fight so much for you. Like, that would say, that would even have enough time to say something about you. Like, that's real commitment, compliment.
Yeah. There's a lot that I like just brush off and like don't really give a shit about when people say it, but like when someone comes and starts like trying to like slander me but tarnish my brand at the same time by saying that like I exploit mental health for like drugs and money, well, that's the only reason why I made a video like explaining it, and like once it hit like 200 views I just took it down. So I was just like, that's all I needed to say. Enough people listened and saw it. I don't need to say anything else.
I mean, thank God you did. Thank God you did. And I love the mix of, you know, mental health, but also music. Like, you know, I do it occasionally, but I love that you do it on an everyday basis. That's really awesome.
Yeah, I try. I mean, it's... Like, it's surprising, like, how, like, raw and honest the guests that I have are when they're on the podcast. Because, like, they tell some pretty, like, well, they're heartbreaking stories a lot of the time. But, they're very deep and, like, you wouldn't expect, like, a hip-hop artist, let alone any musician, just openly come out on, like, a podcast and talk about like, things like that. But times have changed, I suppose, and it's getting easier to talk about, I guess, but it's still not a topic everybody wants to discuss. That's the aim. Like, nobody should be worried about talking about it. I don't see what so scary about talking about it is. Like, in educational terms, I mean, not the way my guests do. I could see that being scary for different people. Yeah, because not everyone wants to be that vulnerable, and that's fair. And I won't dispute that. That's fair, because if that was me 10 years ago as a hip-hop artist and they wanted me to, like, be that open about how I was dealing with, like, the depression and shit I was dealing with in that during that time, I'd be like, fuck that.
And you're right. That's why I don't talk about it much, because every time I would, somebody would be offensive and they would say shit about it. So that's why I only do it occasionally, you know, hearing them. But what you're doing, taking it in every day, is much appreciated. And especially comes from somebody who was once a musician themselves. You know, you were a musician before, and you taking your mental health more. I mean, how was it with the major transition? It must have been a lot for you, wasn't it?
Well, I quit music because my mental health was like super bad at that current moment. So like I just had this like freak out and I deleted like my whole catalog, and then it was only like last year that I came across like some old tracks of mine that were unreleased and some weren't mixed and mastered. I found them in my email and I was like, oh. So I was like, eh, I just put them out for the hell of it on SoundCloud. And then, yeah, so like the transition from hip hop artist to like being like a mental health advocate, and I guess you could label me as, or just a podcaster who talks about mental health and mental illness, if anybody wants to label me that any way you want, either one. But it's been a different transition. I mean, I'm still able to talk to hip hop artists like I would when I was making hip hop. A lot of them I know personally from making music in that era. And yeah, I mean, it hasn't been too difficult. I think it's gonna be more difficult when I start trying to just fill my interview slots with, for the podcast with actual just consistent big names, like rather like not to short out the artists that want interviews. They'll still be able to get interviews from me, but on like a different platform. But this one specifically, the on the line with one, I want to be able to have consistent like bigger name guests like on the show, and it's slowly getting there. I'm getting like each season there's been like one or more like guests than the past season, so it's starting to get to a little bit of where I have my vision set. But like I said, I don't put all my eggs in one basket because I know disappointment is far greater than like succeeding all the time. So.
And I appreciate the boundaries. I mean, it's gonna be tough for me to even fit in if you have those kind of boundaries. It's gonna be hard for me to fit in at a time.
Oh no, I'll still be doing the car chatting interviews on my Instagram and stuff. So you'll still like there'll still be all that. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, I'm still gonna have like a couple independent artists on the podcast itself. It's just I want to bring it somewhere where like because the bigger the name, the bigger the demographic that follows them. So like the more chance that the podcast is going to help more people if there's a bigger audience. You know what I mean? Right now it's at a steady audience, and that's fine. I mean, I'm not worried about like I'm not expecting it to like explode and become like some number one podcast like in the world or anything. Like I don't have that type of expectation for it. I just want to see it get to the right people like and get into the right heads and into the right
Definitely.
ears.
And I'm glad you're not like that. Some people are ignorant like that and just, you know, go for the high ones, but you know, I would just go for like a very basic one.
Yeah. Yeah, I just like I just try to do my best with what I have, like, and with my networking skills, I do my best with those, and like, I just try to go with the flow as much as I can go with the flow. I mean, dealing with my own like mental health issues and stuff, a lot of the times I have to like take intermittent breaks because it's just I don't have the energy or the like the power in me because I'm just too dealing with too much or dealing with like a low from like being bipolar, so dealing with a low rather than being manic. I'm just really low and I'm just stuck in a dark room all day. So I have to physically, it's hard to pull yourself out of that, let alone mentally. So some days it's harder than others, but I try to go with the flow as much as I can.
You know, that you're doing so. I mean, you're actually taking your health very seriously, which is really much needed. It was probably much needed, you know, regardless. I mean, I love you as a host, and you sound amazing. I mean, I don't know why we didn't do this sooner, but I love the voice. It's nice and calmy. It's so much better than mine, and...
I'm gonna come on the show more often. I get a lot of compliments.
Hopefully you will. Hopefully.
Oh, I mean, if you have like reoccurring guests, then I don't see why I wouldn't anytime. I don't mind.
I just reached my person with the 3 times here.
Oh, that's good. Well, there you go. Yeah. So how many episodes? Wait, it's almost 2 years. How many episodes
have you done? My first season was 60 episodes, and this season has... Ooh, let me think. That's over 100. I gotta think how many. It's 113 right now. I have to add more. And I have a lot more, so it's gonna be 130-something when I'm done with season 2. And season 3 will be much bigger.
Wow, I'm nowhere near that. Like, with all my episodes, like, in, like, total, like, from all the interview series that I've done in the last year. So, like, my YouTube one, I had the car chats one on Instagram and then the podcast itself. But I think it's only, like, maybe, like, 90 episodes, like, 90 interviews.
Well, that's pretty impressive, too. Yeah. Well, mine's different because, like, well, kind of. I go general, so I interview all people, like... I interview people that need help with their music. I do everyone. And by everyone, I mean every single person who ever wants it.
Well, I should let my friend, the one that I'm helping with his music, let him know about the show. Maybe you could have him on here. Yeah, I'll let him know. Oh, yeah, he'll probably be interested in doing it.
I'd be happy to help him out, and it's a perfect opportunity for us all. It'll be a free interview that he'll get, and he'll be everywhere. Oh, yeah, definitely. And I put some new platforms.
Exactly, there you go.
There's a lot of new platforms. You need to get your podcast on more platforms, too.
Yeah, I try to, I have them on, like, Anchor, and that way it, like, distributes to Spotify already by itself, and I put it on, like, all the other ones that Anchor, like, has in their list, and, like, the only one that's giving me a hard time is Apple, and I'm like, they're like, well, you can't do it because your episodes contain music that other people own. I'm like, yeah. Yes,
weird,
but I got the rights to use that music.
I put music in my interviews, and my podcast is already on Apple. It's already on Apple. I know, same. I think
they just
Pandora
don't like me.
Hates me.
Oh, I never thought about putting my podcast on Pandora.
You should
put
it on iHeartRadio.
That's a good one, too. I didn't think of that. Is it a lot of... Do they make you fill out, like, a bunch of... Paperwork and forms or anything? Like, or can you just use your RSS feed?
No, it's a little form you fill out. And it's... You gotta wait about 3-4 weeks before they, like, review the show and see if it's a good fit.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you should definitely check that out. Also, Samsung has a new franchise, a podcast, so you should definitely put yours, because mine's on Samsung, too.
Yeah, I should, because I'm Samsung.
Me too.
Android phone user, so I should definitely do that.
Oh, one more. You need to get one on Amazon Music and Audible. Yes, of course.
That's a good suggestion. I'm going to definitely keep that in mind.
News. It's a magazine I get. That sends me all this special opportunity. So that's definitely another one. You need to subscribe to Pod News.
Yeah, I've seen that floating around. I never gave it a full read, but I'm going to check it out.
Cool.
Sounds good. Thank you.
See, we're cooperating. Take notes.
There we go. Yeah, exactly. See, people need to be more, like, unified and stop being so to themselves. And I mean, it's okay to be, like, an introvert, but, like, when it comes down to, like, a business like this, I think it's a lot easier. It's, like, everybody welcoming and, like, even if they're not 100%, like, behind your show, like, at least, like, if there's an opportunity for them to be able to talk about their platform on your show, and you know there's an opportunity on your
exactly,
show for that,
exactly.
Then let them use
and
it.
I'm
like,
friendly,
I don't see what the
so
issue
I'm
is.
Happy to anyone.
Yeah, I
knew you were not
going to
lie.
I'm not
the
friendliest
guy. I'm not going to lie.
To be, but I have my days.
Look at you saying, I'm the most happiest person on earth. Don't lie. I saw what you were going to do. Don't worry, I saw what you were going to do. Nope. You're stuttering.
Yeah,
I'm afraid.
I have my days.
Nope.
Well, it's good you don't go and do research about people, because you might, like, meet people that I've talked to in the past, and I'll be like, he's a fucking asshole.
I listen to music all the time, and I always go get recommendations. I go crazy on Instagram and send a letter to any musician I can find possible. I go crazy. Ha ha ha. Exactly.
Well, that's networking, right?
And
I mean,
it benefits
the key
all.
To this business. It does. Because a lot of the times, like, I have, like, other people I know who have shows and podcasts and stuff, and I, like, recommend my guests to, like, reach out to, like, the other guys, or I tell the other podcasts to reach out to this guest, or and reach out to them, and then, like, I just, like, share the interview, like, the interviewees, you know what I mean? Not every interview is the same.
Exactly,
there's going to
exactly.
be different stories for different...
And networking is networking. Like, we need huge networks, so, you know, y'all reach out to us. And you know what's crazy?
Yeah, definitely.
I heard of you because you did an interview with Holden, and I know Holden... I know him. We're really close friends, and we've worked together multiple times. So, when he mentioned... Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, he was on it. Sorry. I was just going to say, yeah, if anybody wants to know what interview that is, it's episode 10 of season 2 with Holden, Stephen Roy.
Dan Roy, you look so amazing. You look even cooler than me. I'm so jealous. You see this? If you go to Instagram, he has such a pretty face. Lucky.
I'm just.
And he wears the sickest hat ever with a hoodie. Jealous.
I tend to, yeah. for some, I used to wear like multiple hats all the time. Like I always had a different hat, but now I just wear one until I'm just like, I'm bored of this.
And I just changed it. The whole month of January, you kept wearing the same hat over and over again.
That's because I got it from winning the raffle at a weed dispensary that promotes me quite often. It's called Secret Garden. And yeah, I won a raffle and won some hockey tickets, and I won this toque. So yeah, I've been wearing it because I was like, free toque.
Lucky. It is cool. I love it.
And it's cold out.
In fact, I need to go get more hats. That will be on my to-do list.
Yep. There you go. I've inspired your next shopping binge.
Thank you that you exist. Thanks, and...
Pardon?
And again, thank you. I'm so glad that this happened. Because I knew that this was going to happen. I wanted to make sure that it could happen, you know. And I'm glad it did. Yeah.
Definitely.
And not with everything.
It took a few tries, but we're here.
But hey,
yep.
Congratulations on the show. I'm so proud of you. Congrats on your anniversary coming up next month. That's very exciting. Congrats
Thank
on
you.
season two and three. Congrats, and I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, season two comes to an end on the 9th of on February 9th. It's featuring a Canadian hip hop icon and legend by the name of Chalk Lair. You can check him out on YouTube, everywhere really. It's Chalk Lair, Chocklair, and yeah, I had the privilege of having him on my show for the season finale. So yeah, if you check my Instagram, there's clips and you could find the full link to it there when it's released on Wednesday. Or if you hear this after it's already been released, please go check out the interview.
Thank you for those last words. Thank you. Everybody, make sure to check out On The Line. Their Instagram is amazing. Go check it out. Sign up. Y'all need to go sign up for the show if you're a musician or aspiring musician or you need shit going on, sign up. Do it now.
Yes, definitely. The name for Instagram is On The Line With, one word. That's all my handles. Anywhere you want to find me, Facebook,
yes,
YouTube, Twitter, it's On The Line With, all one
y'all
word.
Make sure to check them out. Make sure to get excited for the season 2 finale. Get excited. I'm excited.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's very, very deep.
I might reach out to that artist. I'm just kidding. I'm not gonna. I don't want a podcast hand me down. I'm just kidding.
Do it. Oh, definitely. I mean, do it. He's a very humble dude. I mean, I could reach out to him and ask him and see for you if you want. I mean, it's like I said, it doesn't matter to me. Go get that interview. Like, anybody that wants an interview, go get that interview. Just because someone else did it, that doesn't mean you can't do it.
Absolutely.
And won't get, like, 100%. A different story. Just
Such
go get
true
it.
Words. That's true words. And make sure to send him lots of encouragement. He is working hard on his mental health, so make sure to send lots of love. Lots and lots of it. Lots of it.
I'm better
That's
at helping
true.
Others than I'm,
not
than, I'm than I am at helping myself. it is. Very, I've come to learn that over
did,
the last decade
to
or so.
See you like this. Thank God. Yes. And thank you all for
That's
joining
very
me
true.
tonight. This has been a great treat. And
All
I
right.
want to confirm this. We will be doing a reverse. I will make sure to schedule it. You might have to send the link again, but I will make sure to get a car chat. And we can do like a reverse. Like, since you were here, I might be on your show someday. So we will definitely be doing the switch.
Course.
So I will be confirming that we are going to be doing a switch.
Yes, we will.
So if I put on Instagram.
Yeah, so definitely. If you want to see that interview, they got to follow me on Instagram.
Yeah, all of you.
That's the only catch.
Catch.
But yeah, it was great talking to you musically. Thank you for having me on.
See, y'all, I just confirmed that we're bros for life. I can't
Ooh.
Take that away. Oh, I wish we were in person so we could do fist bumps.
There you go. Bros for life.
That's just the best.
There we go.
There we go. At least I contributed.
I believe you. Well, I just had my laptop on my lap. I didn't want to punch myself. I'll just tap the mic.
Yep. Now I believe you. I didn't hear anything, but I believe you. Oh, okay. Let's
I tapped
that.
The mic.
I'll take that. But anyway, I will hit you off. Great talk to you as well.
All right,
good luck
again.
On everything.
Great talking
and
to you.
Thank you so much. It was a treat getting to talk with you, and hope for lots more adventures with you.
Definitely stay tuned. I have a lot of stuff coming this year, and I'm sure we'll figure out something we could collaborate on together in the future. We'll talk about it.
Sick. I'm excited.
Sounds good.
I'm excited. But I will catch you all next time. Don't do anything stupid. Stay in school. Don't smoke. Be careful with money. And whatever you do, don't make fun of someone's mental health. Support it. And don't say shitty things to people. And if you run an interview show, do not charge anyone. Or don't have the other person charge you. It's stupid and it's annoying. Trust me, I know. We both know that it's annoying and weird. Don't do it.
Good advice. It is. It's weird. Like the CNN paper interviews.
Oh, hell
I don't
no.
Think so.
I don't want
I'm not saying that I'm CNN,
that
but.
Money shit. I don't want any part of it.
Nope.
Definitely.
We'll stay back from there and just keep doing what we do. All right. It was great talking to you, and I'll let you just
look at that. He wants
cut me out
already.
Of
I'm just
the
kidding.
Interview.
I'm just kidding. It's okay. But I'm gonna catch y'all next time. Have a good evening, folks. Love y'all. Peace out.